Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Yesterday, anything worth talking about? Any weird sudden news develop yesterday?
David
at all?
And I are always looking for new jobs. No offense. I'm just kidding about David. There's two openings.
I think this is the new party question you can ask people. Okay, so which job would you rather have? Don Lemon's or
Lemons.
You know, Tucker Carlson's?
Lemon seems easy. Although, did you see the... Should I just be quiet?
Go on. No, go on.
Did you see the interview, the last interview that Don Lemon did?
No.
It was with, and I can't think of the name of the guy that you like. He's Indian. He's running.
Vivek Ramaswamy.
Right. And he was saying, you know, well, black people got their rights, you know, as soon as like the 1800s, and they get the Second Amendment, and then everything was fine. I'm paraphrasing, and Don Lemon goes, you're telling me, a black American, that this is how it went? I don't think so. And of course, we had the civil unrest, and.
Well, so it's actually kind of interesting because Vivek Ramaswamy, in his speech at the NRA convention last weekend, he talked a lot about the history of the NRA and its connection to black people owning guns. And
yeah, he mentioned that too.
And one of the claims he made that I believe to be false was the claim that the NRA is who saved black people's gun rights, and that was one of their, you know, key accomplishments. I don't think that's accurate. I don't think there's good evidence for that. I've looked it up a little bit. I haven't done what I would consider to be, you know, great research on the subject. I don't think that's accurate, which is weird to me because Vivek gets pretty much everything else right. But that's not accurate. What is accurate is that the laws related to gun ownership for blacks in this country are atrocious if you go back and look at them. There was actually a really good, I was reading this, yeah, this is not on Tucker Carlson or Don Lemon, but it is worth mentioning because I, you know, kind of had this prep for today as well. But I went back and read yesterday the 50-ish page brief for the Supreme Court case on the New York gun law, you know, the one where you've got to ask for permission to carry, and they won, and then New York comes back with this crazy other law. Anyway, the brief for that came from, and this is one of those, like, you need to use the full name and not the acronym, okay? But the organization that filed this brief was the National African American Gun Association. So that would be the NAAGA.
Nope.
Not saying that acronym on the air, not even with good emphasis. Not a chance. Way too close to other words we definitely wouldn't ever say, right? So, but this is a black organization in favor of gun rights. And they filed this 50-page amicus brief in which they explain the history of all of the racism related to laws about gun ownership, and not just in the South, not just in the, you know, post-Civil War or like that era, you know, mid-1860s, when, of course, you know, black people in the South were not allowed to own guns, but also in a lot of other states, too. In fact, here, you know, I really hadn't planned to do this right now, but I will say, this is Virginia. Let's see, this is 1819. No free Negro or mulatto shall be suffered to carry or keep any firelock of any kind, any military weapon, or any powder or lead, without first obtaining a license from the court of the county or corporation in which he resides. The interesting note about that is that he would be allowed if, and it had a lot to do with concealed carry and the right of concealed and open carry, and generally carry under the Second Amendment. But Kentucky law. Okay, says that no Negro, mulatto, or Indian whatsoever shall keep or carry any gun, except that every free Negro, mulatto, or Indian being a housekeeper may be permitted to keep one gun, and it kind of goes on like that. Maryland made it unlawful for, this is 1806, 1811 also, for any free Negro or mulatto to go at large with any gun or any offensive weapon. And it's just kind of all the states. Alabama, not a surprise here. Every slave state. Every citizen has a right to bear arms in defense of himself and the state. A concealed weapon ban was upheld because open carry was allowed in the court cautioned a statute, which under the pretense of regulating amounts to a destruction of the right, which requires arms to be so borne as to render them wholly useless for the purpose of defense would be clearly unconstitutional, meaning you can't even write a law that would restrict the carrying of weapons because that would destroy the Second Amendment. And Georgia, not a surprise here. Delaware, okay, no restriction on the peaceful carrying of arms by white people, but free Negroes and free mulattoes to have, own, keep, or possess any gun or pistol, except would be granted with the circumstances of his case justifying keeping and using. I mean, they had to get permission. So it was always used as a tool of oppression, and largely because in America, even in the North, they did not trust black people or half-black people or Native Americans with guns. That's the history of gun control, is it was always used. It has always been used to repress people. Yeah, and you don't have to look at all of the international examples, and the run-up to any totalitarian society is, oh, hey, let's take the guns, you know, or at least let's register the guns, and then let's take the guns and prevent the wrong people from having them. So anyway, I could go on and on. It's an interesting brief talking about the history of, and even like the 14th Amendment and the 1871 Civil Rights Act, which were designed very specifically to protect gun rights for black people. Because that's how you protect liberty, is a gun. A gun is your safeguard against an oppressive government, against an unjust government, against, you know, the guy down the street that wants to take your stuff. But people who can't own guns aren't free because they have no way of protecting. And that was really the theme of Vivek Ramaswamy's presentation at the NRA convention last week. It was very good, quite frankly, except for, like I said, that one part that I do not think is historically accurate. So you're saying Don Lemon's last interview was with Vivek Ramaswamy?
Yes. And they were talking about that because, and he said, you know, the NRA and exactly like you said, except
he said
not
it was right.
Like, right, right, you know, and Don Lemon was saying, I don't think that's accurate.
Yeah. And in fact,
the woman that he was interviewing with was kind of quiet and then said, hey, after we come back from break, why don't we talk about XYZ?
you know,
it's like Mike Myers and Kanye.
You know what Tucker Carlson's last interview was?
Yes, pizza.
Oh, put me on here.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
All right, here, there we go.
We interviewed a heroic pizza delivery man called Tyler Morrell, and ever conscious of the opportunity to use our job to get free food, we thought we'd like to taste your pizza. Tyler Morrell joins us in studio. He will deliver literally anywhere. Tyler, it is so great to meet you in person.
A couple Coco's pies.
Tyler Morrell is the guy who tripped up that fleeing robbery suspect.
Oh, right.
In the video, the ring camera video.
That's who that is.
Got his leg all messed up from it, but you know, the guy's running, he's like, bloop, and no, you're not. And the cops take him down. So he delivers pizza to Tucker Carlson on what would become his last show.
And you see what kind of pizza he ordered?
So I am, as you can likely tell, a pizza aficionado. I was a pizza delivery boy for 2 years.
Is it warm at all?
Yeah, it's totally warm. These warmers are just like one of the great wonders of science. This is sausage.
That's sausage.
And pineapple. And really quick, as a pizza professional, do you look down on this order?
I do. I think that. I consider a criminal.
I knew you did. I used to deliver pizzas and calzones. I considered immoral, but I delivered them anyway.
It's actually still hot. All the way from
Philly. It's so good. It's unbelievable.
Pineapple and sausage? Now, okay.
I think that's why they let him go.
Maybe that was really the thing. You know, conspiracy theories, internal fighting, views on Trump, possible swirling rumors about, you know, sexual harassment environment kind of allegations. No. It's sausage and pineapple pizza. That's the straw that breaks the rhino's back. So I don't know who's the rhino in this case. It's the quickest I could come up with something. So last comments from Tucker Carlson, apparently, on Fox News.
I'm just grateful that you came on, and I'm especially grateful for the pie.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Employee of the week. We're just make it of the year. Tyler Morrell of Coco's Pizza.
Whoever
That's
brings
it for
pizza.
Us for the week, we'll be back. By the way, the entire episode of Let Them Eat Bugs, not quite as good as pizza, streaming now on Fox Nation. Use the promo code ORIGINALS for 30 days free. And we'll be back on Monday. In the meantime, have the best weekend with the ones that you love, and we'll see you then.
Fake news. We'll be back on Monday. No, but that's how it works in media a lot, is unfriendly ousters, and you don't know it's your last show.
No, right,
You go to your GM or your sales or, you know, whoever's your operations manager, and they're like, hey, I need to see you after your show. Oh, okay. Well, that is never good news.
Well, no, that's because, like, in the old days, like, DJs would just go on and, you know what?
Yeah, and
they burn this place down.
Right.
Yeah, or news
it's
people.
It's very rare that somebody finds out they're leaving involuntarily and ever gets to do anything on the air after that. Because, you know, I mean, if you're leaving voluntarily, it's one thing, you know, whatever, you're friendly, fill out your terms of your contract, whatever. But if you're leaving against your will, they're not going to put you back on that microphone. There's way too much downside for it.
Yeah, unless you work for ADX Communications.
Which is a whole different thing than everybody, everywhere else in the whole known universe. No, that's true. 520 on News Radio 92.3. So, yeah, so Tucker Carlson is out for no official reason, but lots of theories. Don Lemon is out because he was terrible. I mean, look, that's the reality. Like, Tucker Carlson was the primary driver of the ratings at Fox News. He was the best thing they had going for them ratings-wise, which...
And the hottest.
I have no opinion on that matter. Which, that makes you suspect that it must have been something huge that we just don't know about, right? Because if he was, like, average in the ratings, then they get rid of him for whatever reason. But if he's, I mean, everybody recognizes this is, you know, Fox News fired their flagship show. So why would they do that? Only if they felt they really absolutely had to. And why would they feel they really absolutely had to? Well, we don't know for sure. We got some theories, right? For Don Lemon, you don't really have to explain it. I mean, it's Monday, you know. that's why you get rid of Don Lemon, because
maybe
got
he
all
was
of
his... past his prime.
He's got
that's a callback.
Nicely done.
I can't remember who he said that
Nikki
about.
Nikki Haley.
That's right.
So yeah, no, for him, it's just, you know, he never did work out for a long time. He was always a problem and said a lot of, you know, things that they needed to explain. And basically the word on that is there was nobody inside CNN that cared that he was leaving. Nobody was defending him, which is sad when you've cultivated that kind of disloyalty. 521 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Vans on the Beach is back. Bring a lawn chair or towel, but no pets or glass, and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music every Tuesday night at 7. This week, the Bay Bridge Band takes the stage, featuring a three-piece horn section, blazing guitars, and one of Northwest Florida's top female vocalists. The Bay Bridge Band brings a powerful set of classic rock and roll songs to the stage. It's Bands on the Beach, Tuesdays at 7, brought to you by the Santa Rosa Island Authority.
When you get nachos, tacos, empanadas, spicy queso with jalapenos, Pepto-Bismol's there. Pepto-Bismol provides fast, effective relief from nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, and diarrhea. All the things that can happen unexpectedly on vacation. So before you travel, pack the Pepto. Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea,
use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
When you're an innovative business, every blinking cursor, every blank page is an opportunity. What will you do with it? Will you make something better or create something new? Our Dell Technologies advisors provide you with tools and expertise to do incredible things. Because we believe there's an innovator in all of us. For advice on smart PCs powered by Intel vPro that's built for business, call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620.
So yesterday, the topic was what stores do you wish were back?
Uh-huh, yeah,
okay,
yeah,
and I was telling every time I go home and
Darren
and I...
Music warehouse, all that, yeah.
Right, and I can't remember the name of the store that was here, and I'm so sorry. I know somebody will tell me, but Darren saved up his money and bought... That was his very first album. And
Beelzebubba was his
Beelzebubba,
first album?
Right, and I was like, oh, okay. And we have... He has our sense of music, you know, so
okay.
He's 29 like us.
No, fair enough, yeah.
And he said every time he hears Punk Rock Girl, it just makes him think of new vinyl. Like, he
oh,
can smell it. He can smell Punk Rock Girl. And I was like, I don't know where this is going, but it's, yeah. Please don't say anything.
No,
gross.
I can see that because, yeah. Like, you know, when I hear anything off of like Asia, or Men at Work, Who Can It Be Now?
Absolutely.
You know, first
Thriller.
Albums, yeah. And that's what it reminds me of. It, interesting.
Me too. So, and I was like, oh my God, Andrew loves that song.
Now I know where Kevin King is at on me thinking that Heartbeat City is the Great Cars album, which I don't actually. I'm just saying that was the album I owned.
Right.
And he's like, listen to the self-title. Well, same thing. Like, you know, Beelzebub is okay, but Pink Lizard in My Backyard Big Lizard in My Backyard. That's the album, you know.
Yeah, Darren will debate you on I don't know about debate. I don't know where he is with the rest of the Dead Milkman library.
Which song on Beelzebubba talks about
saying.
Driving a Camaro up from the Bahamas?
The word that you won't let me say on air but comes in pretty handy and is not a swear and something that you can say and blank in Camaro, but
right.
Also, no, Darren just loves to talk music. That's what I'm saying. It's like the Weezer sketch.
I feel like, you know, there's somebody listening right now and
it's
like
David.
Yesterday, somebody told him, oh, you got to listen to this great local news show, the Pensacola Morning News. He's on from 5 to 9. They talk about everything that's going on and they tune in right then. Our minute-long diatribe on which Dead Milkman album is really the good one.
David, they did have another one.
David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
He's listening.
Well, I was going to tell you that President Biden is expected to make an announcement today. However,
it's over.
20 minutes ago,
yeah.
He posted that he is running for re-election officially.
Are you playing some?
He posted that video on his Twitter account here just about 20 minutes ago. The WHO's got
you got to play some here. I got it. I got it pulled
you
up. I haven't edited
did
this
he have
yet.
A blue
so
check
this
mark?
Is.
Yeah, I was gonna say I haven't had a chance to go through
point.
It yet either.
No. Joe Biden has no blue check. Wait. Is that right?
Well,
yeah.
Maybe he can't afford the $8 a month.
Oh, there's a gray check mark because he's a government official. Oh, it must be nice. Okay, so here's the beginning. I'm just gonna play it raw out of the Twitter file. Oh, it's January 6th.
Sounds like
footage.
The X file.
Well, that's accurate.
Thanks.
Abortion is healthcare. I'm narrating.
Freedom.
Pictures of the flag.
Personal freedom is fundamental
pictures
to who
of people.
We are as Americans.
There's nothing more important, nothing more sacred.
That's been the work of my first term, to fight for our democracy.
This shouldn't be a red or blue issue.
It's walking
protect
in slow
our
motion.
Rights, to make sure that everyone in this country is treated equally.
Like real life.
And that everyone is given a fair shot at making it.
All right, so it's a bunch of rally footage, and, you know, January 6th, the Supreme Court, and you get the tenor.
That's pretty much what you'd expect.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. It's not exactly the real Men of Women's Sports ad that we saw from Team DeSantis, or the Pudding Fingers ad from Trump, or he's got a new one out, too, against DeSantis, the whole theme of which is, who made you? Like, I made you. Trump, you know, I made
oh,
you.
Oh, right, yeah.
You were trailing in the polls against Adam Putnam, and I endorsed you, and you'd be nothing without me, so remember your place in the universe. That's basically, that's my 8-second version of the Trump 60-second ad. I interrupted
that's
you, though,
fair,
David, so
pretty fair
ahead.
Assessment of it. The WHO has their eye on a new COVID variant that's being dubbed Arcturus on social media. The World Health Organization says it's a subvariant of Omicron, and right now, apparently, the dominant version in India. It's behind a wave of sickness there, but it's mostly been mild. Disney suspending fire effects from certain shows after that dragon caught on fire in their California Disneyland location. In a statement yesterday, the company said that they're making that move out of an abundance of caution.
Yeah, first question from the executives after that happened was, we planned that though, right? No, sir, no. We did not.
What a show.
David, thanks so much for the update. 528 here on News Radio 92.3. Oh, okay. I can't help but mention this now just because it's one of those, the what you say? Okay, you know Dr. Ruth Westheimer? Okay,
yes.
The sex Dr. therapist
Ruth.
Guru from
sorry.
In the 80s, you know, and
Sex the Talk.
Yeah.
I forget the name of her show, but I think that's what it was.
Sex Talk? I don't remember. Yeah, anyway, do you know what she did as a job early on in her career that had nothing to do with anything she does today?
No.
She's Jewish. She's Israeli.
Right.
Okay. And in Israel, it's very common for you to be involved, you know, in your military service. It's actually, at least now, it's required.
I think you have to spend two years. Right.
Yeah. I don't know when she was young in 1843, whether it was mandatory. Israel didn't exist then. It's an age joke. Anyway.
Right.
She's 90? I think something like that. Anyway. She was in the military. She was a sharpshooter. She was a sniper.
Dr. Ruth Westheimer?
Dr. Ruth Westheimer was a sniper in some, like, not the straight frontline military, but like some additional group that I had never heard of until yesterday. I was reading the story about it. So she never actually had to be in combat or shoot anybody, but apparently incredibly good as a sniper, you know, before she taught other people how to shoot their guns.
Man, four, I have three, a whole bunch of sevens.
Oh, yep. David Wayne, what do you have coming up, sir?
Candy-shaped fentanyl found in a traffic stop nearby. I'll tell you more after Fox.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Biden officially announces he's running for re-election.
The question we're facing is whether in the years ahead we have more freedom or less freedom, more rights or fewer. I know what I want the answer to be, and I think you do too.
The president in an announcement video released this morning. Any criminal charges involving former President Trump's efforts to change election results in Georgia would be announced this summer, according to the prosecutor in Atlanta investigating the case.
The former president's infamous call to Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger urging him to find votes prompted the investigation. The ex-president continues to say he did nothing wrong.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Jury selection starts today in New York for a civil suit brought against Trump by the writer E. Jean Carroll. She accuses him of sexual assault and defamation. He denies her story about an attack in a department store dressing room in the 1990s. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531 News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. It's 61 degrees, partly cloudy here in Pensacola this morning. Police in Fairhope say they discovered a lethal amount of fentanyl in candy-shaped form during a traffic stop this weekend. 52-year-old James Darrell Hobbs was arrested, charged with drug trafficking, and police there, again, this was in Fairhope, say they found 7 grams of fentanyl. They say that's enough to potentially kill 3,500 people. Investigators say anything more than 2 milligrams of pure fentanyl is enough to be considered lethal. Both FDOT and the Highway Patrol say they're working in tandem to limit the number of wrong-way crashes on Florida roadways. Of course, we've had our share of those in the last few months here in our area. According to Channel 3, the most recent available data showed more than 2,000 wrong-way crashes. This is during 2021, and those resulted in 6 deaths.
The time and distance for you to actually react is closing quickly. So the main thing is mental preparedness, defensive driving, and have an out, plan an out.
That's FHP Lieutenant Jason King and FDOT experimenting now with a new LED light system that would flash when triggered by a wrong-way driver, and that system being tested out in Miami right now. Former President Donald Trump says he was shocked to hear of Tucker Carlson's departure from Fox News. During an interview with Newsmax that aired yesterday, Trump described the political commentator as a, quote, very good person and said he was very talented. The network announced on Monday that they would be parting ways with Carlson and thanked him for his contributions. He was Fox's top-rated primetime host with an audience of over 3 million viewers every night. The company responsible for giving every sleeping Floridian an early wake-up call last week, now apologizing. Everbridge publicly apologized yesterday for last week's incident in which an emergency alert was mistakenly sent out at 3:45 in the morning to millions of phones. CEO David Wagner says human error caused that alert to go out, and a number of routine precautionary steps that should have been followed were not. He says Everbridge has now re-examined their procedures and added some new safeguards so messages can only be sent when necessary. It is 534 News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 First Warning weather.
Beautiful day today with temperatures warming near 79 degrees, 10% chance of a stray shower, otherwise partly cloudy skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 64. We are going to have a chance of rain starting Wednesday, 30% chance of some isolated showers and thunderstorms, high near 79. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 67. Rain chance will increase as you go into the end of the week, but we will have conditions dry up as we go into the weekend. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, 61 degrees. It's partly cloudy in Pensacola. It's 62 in Gulf Breeze and 56 in Milton. Our next news at 6, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620. Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app. You can also listen to podcasts of all of our local shows on demand and get news and traffic alerts. Listen to local talk shows in the morning and afternoon drive, and we're Pensacola's home for Brian Kilmeade. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Join Cody Martin, Education and Director of Artists in Residence Program with Pensacola Opera, today at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel, as Cody discusses Pensacola Opera's annual spring fundraising event, Operazzi Under the Big Top, Saturday, April 29th, summer camps, and more. Call in or text questions to 850-437-1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Are you curious about marijuana? Florida A&M University established the Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, also known as MARI, to educate the public about medical marijuana use as well as the detrimental health and social impacts of unlawful marijuana use on local communities. Find out more at mmeri.famu.edu.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Listen to local talk, national talk, local news, and national news on News Radio Pensacola. Online, newsradio923.com, or by downloading the News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Good morning, 537, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I have watched the entirety of the Joe Biden re-election announcement ad, and I am still awake. in spite of it. No, it's good stuff, man. You should, it's good stuff in the sense that it'll put you right out. We'll get to that later, maybe on the show. Yesterday, I had a chance to talk to Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office Chief Deputy Shane Tucker. Chief, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So I guess we had a drive-by shooting in the Milton vicinity. Is that right?
Yes, sir. We sure did. Yesterday afternoon, our deputies were dispatched to a home in Milton after we received a report of a drive-by shooting. According to the complainant, someone had shot into an occupied residence multiple times. Thankfully, nobody was injured. But it is my understanding that one of the bullets passed through a crib. I think the crib was unoccupied at the time, but you know that certainly paints a picture of how horrible this incident could have been. Currently, we think that this probably stems from a previous altercation, and our investigators have already developed a suspect, and they're currently working a case to hopefully bring some charges to that pretty soon. But we'll certainly keep everybody updated on that.
And the thinking is that this was one gunman, multiple gunmen. Do we know yet?
Right now, we think there was actually multiple people involved, but only one person with a gun as far as the information we have right now.
And as you say, a previous altercation, I know a lot of times these kind of incidents stem from something connected to drugs, something often connected to attempted robberies of drug homes, of drug dealers and things like that. Is there a connection here between drugs or criminal behavior, or do we not see that?
You know, I'm not at this time aware of what the impetus to the argument was. It very well could be. But I just don't have that information.
Okay. All right. Wow. Okay. Scary stuff. Thank goodness nobody was actually hurt or hit. That's obviously good news. You guys have also been working a case with some ATM scammers or something. Is that right?
Sure have. This is a good win for us. Recently, our deputy started working a case where some suspects had been using ATM skimmers all over the local area, from Okaloosa County, Escambia County, Santa Rosa County. And it's my understanding they were able to steal over $11,000 from these various ATMs and financial institutions. One of the investigators working on it was ours, and he was able to identify the two suspects, and he was able to ultimately locate them Friday afternoon, and they were arrested and charged with a scheme to defraud and grand theft. So we're super happy that we're able to clear that up and hopefully get on the road to some restitution. But it's just a good reminder that when, you know, be careful with your ATM cards, with your credit cards, when you use an ATM, if anything seems out of place or just seems off, move on to another ATM machine and report that. You know, there's all kinds of scams out there, and we just want people to be careful so they don't become a victim like this.
And so this is a skimmer. This would be something that was actually, like, what, inserted into the slot that you put your card into, and it's going to grab the information off of it? Is that, I mean, like, I'm thinking gas stations is kind of that same thing. Is that the idea here?
That's my understanding of how they work. It's something that's actually attached to the machine that is some way able to read the information and capture the person's information, and they're able to clone that card. So if you use your ATM card and PIN number at a machine, they're able to capture that information, then recreate that card and use your PIN number to withdraw money from the account or otherwise use your debit card.
So I know these skimmers are common. My question is, and I've never seen one in action in person, and maybe that's what I ought to try to do, but it's always hard for me to imagine that you can't tell that this is happening, that they're, you know, that they'd be so well designed that you can't see it or feel some different. But you tell me, is it easy to tell that that's happening, or is it really one of those, like, you can't tell the difference if you're a consumer?
The only skimmer that I've ever seen, and certainly I didn't see it in person. I saw photographs through a bulletin of it, and it was relatively obvious. However, it had to be something you were looking for. You had to be paying attention.
Okay.
And unfortunately, most people, when they go to the ATM machine, they're not looking for that. If you were looking for it, you would likely see it. But if you're not paying real close attention, you may not.
Okay. Which is, you know, maybe just a good reminder that you've heard about this in the gas station context. You maybe haven't heard about it in the ATM context, but it can be there too. So any place you're putting your card in a thing, pay attention, because it might not be what you think it is. Good advice. Shane Tucker is the Chief Deputy of the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office. As always, Chief, thanks for informing us. Thanks for keeping us safe and spending a little bit of time with us this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Andrew.
Absolutely. Oh, but somebody sent me the best text. They said, when the 345 EAS test came out last Thursday, they should have immediately sent out a link to the video from Joe Biden to put everybody back to sleep.
It's not exciting.
It
should be.
It's not rousing. Oh,
right.
And
I mean, because he's...
I did just... I did. I literally had just watched it before we came right back on the air. And where's the thing here? You know what surprises me? Okay, what's the big issue with Joe Biden? I mean, put aside politics, the issue is his age, right? Which, by the way, he is... I always forget this. He and Donald Trump are only, like, what, a year apart or something like that? I mean, age-wise, they're almost the same. But... of course, Joe Biden shows his age a lot, and Donald Trump does not show his age a lot. It's kind of like people don't really believe that it's true when you say it. Yeah, okay, so let's see. Donald Trump is currently 76. Joe Biden, oh, no, 4 years apart. But still, that's very close, right? 4 years is not much. I'm married to somebody within 5 years, right?
Could have went to the same high school.
Right, exactly. Right. So 4 years is not that much, but Joe Biden looks every bit of 80, and Donald Trump, I guess if I want to call him Joe Biden. Donald Trump, it's hard to believe he's 76 for most people. Okay, it doesn't seem that way. But the age issue, they're doing a pre-recorded video for him. They can do multiple takes of everything, and this is how they end it. Oh, put me back on here.
Oh, so sorry. There it is.
Let's finish this job. I know we can, because this is the United States of America. There's nothing, simply nothing we cannot do if we do it together.
Order your merchandise now at Amazon.com/show. No, but that, do you hear it? United States America.
Yeah, he forgot the word of.
He forgot the word of, which I think is common in the way he talks these days. He doesn't enunciate well. He does slur his words, and he will skip words frequently. It's, I mean, if you compare Joe Biden today speaking to Joe Biden 10 years ago speaking, the difference is stark. He's always been, and I've said this a million times, so pardon me if I'm repeating. He has always been a gaffe machine. That's not new. It's the nature of the gaffes, and it's the slurred speech and stumbling and can't walk up the stairs kind of stuff. That's relatively new. So they've got a chance to do the rollout ad for his reelection campaign for president, and they end it with a reminder that he doesn't talk the same today. That's a terrible producing choice. I'm very surprised by that, but anyway. 437-1620, 437-1620. Oh, Disney started making layoffs also. They had already made a big round of layoffs. As 11,000, I think, was the first round, and now 7,000 more are coming. This time it's going to include ESPN and staff at parks. So, which in their grand scheme of 200,000-ish employees, something like that, worldwide, it's not that big of a number, but, you know, it's like 3%, but still, you know, significant. Oh, and India is going to be the most populous country by the end of the month. Now, nobody knows for sure, and you can't know for sure anyway. I mean, it's not like, you know, hey, 10 plus over here, minus one there, right? 10 births and one pass away. You can't, you know, you can't really know. Meanwhile, in China, we're counting every, it doesn't work that way. But, you know, based on the aggregate numbers, what we think, the problem is that India hasn't done an official census since 2011, which is not that far out of step. We do them every 10 years. I don't know how often they do them. They haven't done an official one yet. But, yeah, they're going to pass China. And the reason? Well, because in India, they make babies. Even with some of the anti-reproductive policies that they had for a while, they're still making a lot of children. They're not going to start leveling off population-wise for a couple of decades, is the expectation. China, meanwhile, is declining. Declining population. Which, of course, that was their goal. Their goal was, having bought into the overpopulation myth, yeah, it is a myth, having bought into the overpopulation myth, they were trying to cut back on population and, you know, under-reproduce, and right? And so they're actually declining, and so when the two trajectories hit, which right around, was it 1.45? That's what I have in my head. It wasn't quite 1.5 billion. But just think about that number. That's 4.5 times the United States. It's not quite five, right? But it's, you know, 330 million times. That's how large they are. Meanwhile, like Russia, just for comparison, the last, God, I'm doing this segment all in memory. We looked it up the other day, though. Russia, I think, is like 145 million. It's really, yeah, 143. It's really small compared to the United States, despite having vast land and natural resources. So, and remember, it's never really the land, it's never really the population. Look at Taiwan, look at Singapore. You know, it's information and technology and how you use those resources. I mean, you know, Japan even, you know, but places that don't have a whole lot of natural land or natural resources, if you have the right kind of, these days, the right kind of use of information and technology, none of that matters. But still, the fact that places with vast, massive natural resources, like Russia, wouldn't be more of a world power than they are, or China wouldn't be even more of a world power than they are with 4.5 times the population of the United States. Anyway, just interesting that India is going to be the number one population center in the world. And you don't think about that. You don't think of, I mean, everybody knows India has a lot of people. You don't think about it, at least I don't think about that being more people than China. And the concern there is, well, can they capitalize on it? Like, can they be, you know, economically prosperous and viable the way China is? Because you don't think of India as a world power. Nobody thinks of India as a world power, not in that way. They're a nuclear power, but, you know, their economy, their system of social governance is awful, you know, compared to thriving democracies or even thriving totalitarian systems like China. They just haven't managed to use it, but they have a lot of young people. So they have a lot of the kind of resource, if they can figure out a way to use it, that they could be a global powerhouse. You know, we will see in 20 years. 548 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
Are you ready to start saving money on your energy bill? Join Compass Solar Energy this Thursday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Compass Solar has been locally owned and operated here in the Pensacola area for over 20 years, and they are Northwest Florida's premier solar company. Call in with your questions as we all navigate through the rising cost of energy. That's this Thursday at 10:30 with Compass Solar Energy and the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Home Builders Association of West Florida invites you to the Parade of Homes, May 6th through 14th. Enjoy free tours of dozens of homes across Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. And see the latest trends in home design, finishes, and appliances. Visit the American Dream Home at the gated community of Iron Rock in Cantonment, built by Signature Homes, LLC. For home locations and details, visit paradeofhomespensacola.com.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. Stream online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Here's Johnny. The world begins to disappear. The worst things come from inside here. All the things memory up here for Eggman. On an awful wall. They'll never be together again.
All right, have you seen the picture of the special Scott tissues issued with the Taco Bell brand logos that will tell you that they are Fiesta strength? Have you seen?
No, I'm looking
this
up now.
This is the best thing ever. Taco Bell logoed Scott Tissue Fiesta strength, 12 big rolls with two pictures of Taco Supremes on the front. No, it does not come in, you know, mild, medium, hot, and fire brand. And no, it's not real. No, it's just, but this, it's been around since, like, I don't know, 2020 was the first mention I could find anywhere on Twitter. A friend of mine posted it yesterday, and then I saw a couple of other people post it, and I'm like, this is hilarious, but I don't think so. So I looked it up, and I couldn't find, it was always, you know, whenever you look it up, you always find it in some obscure location. You never find it in, like, regular, and I looked on the Scott Tissue website to see if there was a product, and no such product. So, oh, well, you can't buy your...
Somebody photoshopped it. It does look real.
It is a really, really good Photoshop. Yeah, they've got, like, the Taco Bell logo is kind of warped on the plastic. Like, yeah, I don't know, it's a pretty good job. 437-1620, David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Former Minnesota police officer Kim Potter now out of prison after serving 16 months for the fatal shooting of Dante Wright. Potter shot and killed Wright during a traffic stop in Brooklyn Center just outside Minneapolis when she accidentally pulled a gun instead of a taser. Israel celebrating its 75th anniversary starting today. Communities around the world honoring the establishment of the Jewish state through Wednesday. The holiday is observed based on the date of the Hebrew calendar when the country's founders signed its Declaration of Independence. And it seems like the big news so far this week, aside from the Biden announcement this morning, has been a big pair of announcements from Fox News and CNN that you mentioned earlier. Fox parting ways with Tucker Carlson, and former President Trump chimed in on that, saying he was shocked by the announcement, and CNN parting ways with Don Lemon.
Which way do you think Trump falls on this? Because he was obviously, you know, he got reelected largely because of Fox News. Not only, I mean, certainly all the other media had a lot to do with it, too. But, you know, Fox was his place, right?
Right.
And then all this stuff about Dominion with the text and how much Tucker Carlson couldn't stand Trump and was eager to get to a place where they barely had to talk about him anymore. Not help. Then he invites him back for this softball interview. What do you think Trump's position is on this? I know, my theory is the sort of people who love Trump, love Tucker, and I did see at least a couple of people kind of basically say online, you know, good riddance, he's better off without them.
Right.
Because the real ardent Trump supporters, my read, is they're not even Fox News advocates anymore. They've moved on to something else like Newsmax or, you know,
the most,
something else. Right.
The deepest followers have moved on to, they get everything from Truth Social and that type
right,
of thing.
Right. Or yeah. Rumble or whatever. And right. Exactly right.
But
yeah.
I think Tucker was probably one of the fewer commentators they had that called a lot of things out that other people didn't.
Right. Right. You know, and
like,
saw the world their
like
way.
With the January
right, for sure.
6th videos and all that he had, which. So I don't know. I think Trump probably looked at him as maybe an ally. I don't know.
An ally in a semi-friendly environment. Right. Right. No, I think that's probably accurate. Good. Thanks for the input there, David. It's 5:55 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. What else do we have going on? God, I have so much stuff I want to talk with you about today. There's so much, including... Oh, this is one of those, like, I don't know what it means for us here in Escambia and Santa Rosa County, and I haven't done the job to ask, so I'll apologize to you in advance. But I was reading a very interesting article about Florida education, and the ability to basically get your degree, get your graduation certificate. And one of the problems that we have is that in Florida, we've kind of changed the way you alternately qualify or the test taking ability in order to pass your graduation. So the Florida legislature has received letters from superintendents. This is in the Tallahassee Democrat the other day, asking them to postpone an increase in SAT and ACT scores, which is the alternate way you use to meet the graduation requirements if the student didn't pass your 10th grade state assessments. So the way you have to pass your assessments, and if you don't, you can substitute, like the makeup test, basically, is the SAT or the ACT, but they're raising the points that you have to score on the SAT and the ACT in order to qualify. And I had the number highlighted here. Let me see if I can find it. Let's see. In Florida, there are three components needed to graduate from high school. 2.0 unweighted cumulative GPA, course credit requirements and passing scores on the state math and English tests, and the grade 10 Florida Standards Assessment for English Language Arts and the Algebra 1 end-of-course assessment. If you don't pass the state test, you get it's called a concordant or comparative score on the SAT or the ACT to get your diploma. This year, the evidence-based reading and writing score for the SAT increased 50 points. That's actually a lot to increase something 50 points out of a test that's worth 800 on any individual unit. ACT is also at an 18. They don't say what it went up by. Sorry. The score for the ACT now is an 18 for both reading and English, and it has to go up now to 19. So it'll go up by 1 point out of, what is the max on the ACT? It's 36, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think is the max. So anyway, that's a lot. It goes from a 430 to a 480 on the SAT, which is not high, right?
Neither of those.
I mean, a 480, 430 is really low on the SAT, but as the alternate test. So what they're saying basically is that counties are going to see somewhere in the vicinity of 10 percentage points drop in the number of people who will graduate because of this. Like in Lake County, the overall graduation rate will go from 91% to 80%. 11% of the kids are on the bubble for the alternate method of qualifying to graduate by 50 points on the SAT, 11%. 1 out of 10 kids. That's a lot. And it goes on and goes through some of the others. Leon County from 90 to 80. So I don't have Escambia in Santa Rosa County. I've got to assume our numbers are comparable. Okay, so you're talking at least 5% of students, maybe 10%, possibly higher than 10% of students, will not graduate if this rule goes into effect. Wow.
The SAT score?
It, as an alternate method of qualifying if you don't pass the 10th grade state assessments. Yeah.
480?
480 would become total? The minimum threshold to qualify, yeah. No, not total. That's one side.
Oh, okay, that's still pretty low.
The reading and writing score. Yeah. So that's just not. No, that's not a combined number. That's a non-math number. Yeah. No, combined. Oh my God, that would be awful. But yeah, even so, that's very low. So I don't know. Like I said, I don't know the impact here locally. I've got to assume it's comparable to the statewide numbers. But that's a lot of kids on the bubble for a metric like that.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.